Great tune there. That's Zach Williams and Ben Fuller here on WJTL. Wait for me. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. It's June 2nd, 7:05 on the clock. You are hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, WJTL is your home for Christ Community Music, and we hope you love the songs you hear. You can rate some of our new music by taking our latest survey. It's up now at WJTL.com.
Our very special guest this morning is Jess Zimmerman. She's the board member and one of the musical acts at Mount Gretna Bible Festival. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Great. Is there anyone you want to say hi to?
I'll give a shout out to my husband and my family. And I know there are a few people from the Mount Gretna board that are listening bright and early. So
I love it.
Yes.
Well, Jess, I'm so excited to talk about you. But first, tell our listeners all about the Mount Gretna Bible Festival.
Yeah. So it starts on Saturday, June 6th. Okay. And then it also runs every Sunday from June 7th until August 30th. There's also three Friday night programs in June as well. And it is just a really eclectic group of acts and music that are across the board for all ages. And it's held in this historic tabernacle that you're like, when I first walked in, I was like, this is amazing. It's outside, but you're covered.
Sure.
So you're away from the elements, but you're still in the elements, which is really a neat concept. And yeah, it's been going on. This will be the 134th
what?
Year, I believe.
Wow.
I hope I made that right if I was remembering this morning. So just even that to me says it's something that's been standing the test of time.
Sure.
Even though there's so many different things for so many different people.
Yeah.
So it starts on Saturday, June 6th.
So. Okay. So eclectic is the perfect word to describe this.
Yeah.
A lot of times when people think about a festival, they think of one day or a few days in like certain lineups. But this is one group per night. That's kind of interesting. Tell us a few of the acts that are going to be there.
Yeah. So it is very different. There's a handbell festival, there is the Lancaster Mennonite Children's Choir, and on some of the Friday nights, we have Rick Rao and the Big Choir.
No way.
Which I know he's been here a few times and talked with you guys. We also have Ryan and Friends, and Morgantown Community Church is going to be there for a really cool worship night, just to, you know, bring in a more contemporary side of worship in a place that is so historic. And yeah, it's just the across the board, like there's so many different things. There's ensembles and hymn sings. And it's like, for someone who appreciates music, I'm like, this is a really neat way to kind of dip into each little different thing that you could still have the arts and worship at the same time.
That is so cool. Well, let's talk Jess Zimmerman. You're from the area.
I am.
Originally.
Yes.
But you remember years ago when they asked you to perform at the Mount Gretna Bible Festival, you were like, I've never heard of this.
I never heard of it. And I didn't even know. I knew Mount Gretna existed, obviously.
Sure.
But I did not know the tabernacle really existed or the Bible Festival. And so I was like, well, what is it? And so as I kind of got to know what it was and how long it's been running for, I was like, this is something I think I want to be a part of, just because I felt like when you have something that's 134 years long and it touches to so many different groups of people, there's something to be said about that. Like the Lord is definitely working in that in some fashion. So I was like, okay, well, obviously the opportunity came about, and my family and I, we performed there last June, on June 1st, and it was just a very moving experience. We'll actually be back there July 19th.
Okay.
On a Sunday evening. All of the programs start at 7 p.m. also. So
cool. That's
a really like simple way to remember.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
7 p.m., they're about an hour. You don't turn into a pumpkin afterwards. Like, you know, it's not a late night.
Right.
Yeah. And it's what I also really appreciate is that they do a free will offering, but it's also, it's free if you want to bring your family. Mm. Like, it is so family oriented. And I think people just don't realize that, because they're like, well, what is it? And they just don't know. So like, you know, having these conversations and bringing awareness, like even for me, like I had no idea. So I'm like, now I want people to know about it.
Yeah, that's cool. Jess, oh man, what was I going to ask? Oh yeah. What is your favorite part about being on the board at Mount Gretna?
You know what? I really like to be able to bring something, I mean, hopefully I feel like different. I mean, some of the people that have been on the board have been dedicated for years and years and years. So I'm very new. And so I'd like to hopefully offer something that maybe is newer, or like social media, and just connect with a little bit more of my age demographic in a place, like I said, that also historic. So like kind of merging the two things where like my generation sometimes I think can kind of get lost and forget about history and forget about like our foundation. So like being able to hopefully merge the two is what I'm hoping that they feel like I bring.
Yeah, I think that's evident. Now, if folks want to get more information, is there a good website that they can visit?
Yes. So you can go to the Mount Gretna Tabernacle.org. Okay. And that has all the information. That also has the history on it. I was kind of going over that the other day because I was like, I just wanted to know like the history behind it. I'm not even going to try to pretend like I even remember facts from it. So please just go do the research. And like, if you're into that, it's really cool. It's been around since the 1800s. Wow. It seats like almost 700 to 800 people.
Yeah.
Like, that's really cool. And it's also like in, I can't remember the correct term, but it's a verified historic building.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So like that to me, I'm like, wow. So somebody also saw that this is very, very important to continue on for so long.
Well, Mount Gretna is also just a great area.
You
can just do so many incredible things in that area. Like,
it's like
go to the chain shop, go to the, you know, like go to all the places while you're around there. There's a new coffee cottage.
I was just going to say.
I'm literally going there today. but Gretna is just incredible. It's a great place to go. And so many, like, they really love the arts and they're also a great house for the arts for the Lord. So and that's so cool.
It's amazing. Yeah. And there's nothing else like it. You can check it out online, mountgretnatabernacle.org. Performances begin June 6th and run through August. We're going to talk more with Jess on the way, get to know about Mount Gretna Bible Festival. In the meantime, some great tunes on the way as well. Torrin Wells is on the way next.